Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Green County Action Resource Center site manager, Diane Blackmer, joining us now. So, Diane, if you wouldn't mind just telling our listeners out there the kinds of needs and wants that the food pantry needs at this time of the year during the holiday season.
This is usually our busy time of year, and we try to look ahead toward the fact that families with children will have the children at home through the Christmas vacation, and so we try to give them a little extra. Right now, we're also providing ham or turkeys or pork loins. Hopefully people will save them for their Christmas dinner, but sure. That's our intent anyway. We're really blessed with the generosity of people who bring in food at this time of year. We had people from the Gobble Run who brought in about 400 food items. The radio station brought in well over 200. It's the right time of year to do it because we do have the increased needs.
Diane, could you take a moment for our listeners and just explain to us about the monetary donation side? I know you always accept non-perishables, but talk to us about the importance of when people do make monetary donations and what you can use with straight cash.
That allows us to really stretch the money. Shirley Hoppert and I both look for bargains for food. And as much as possible, we buy things through the Food Bank of Iowa in Des Moines. Prices there average about 16 cents a pound. Whether it's canned vegetables or meat. They don't have a lot of meat, but when they do, that's 16 cents a pound. And so we're able to really stretch those donations and do more than perhaps most people do just going to the grocery store.
What types of items are you most in need of this holiday season?
Anything that's going to go with the Christmas dinner would be great. You know, stuffing mix, cranberry sauce, those little extras that maybe some people can't afford to buy. If we can give them that extra for their dinner, that would be good. We're always looking for the non-perishable items like pork and beans, any kind of canned fruit. Those are things that we can't always get very much of at the food bank, and so that's greatly appreciated. Spaghetti sauce is another one.
And your food pantry not only gives out food items, but you also have other things like household items, clothing items, and even furniture items. Could you tell us a little bit about that side of your facility as well?
We are blessed in Greene County with the number of people who do donate. We have the clothing closet. Everything that goes out of here is free. We don't charge for any of it. Household items like sheets and blankets and towels, there's always a need for those. The kitchen items and pots and pans and dishes, silverware. There are people who have moved, don't have anything for various reasons. Occasionally there's been a fire, and we've been able to help provide that. We keep a storage unit because we obviously don't have room here for furniture.
Right.
But when people do donate furniture, we can keep it in the storage unit and have it available when somebody has a need.
And could you also share with us now when the food pantry is open and when and how people can drop off their donations if they would like to donate to ARC?
First of all, we're open 9:30 to noon every Wednesday, unless it's the day before a holiday. We usually have someone here 8 to 8:15 in the morning, and we open the side door for donations for the volunteers to come in. In between, I won't hesitate to give out my cell phone number, and if somebody can't come during our open times, then I'm glad to meet people here and accept donations. My cell phone number is 370-0650.
And now tell us a little bit about how your kind of food distribution system works here with all the volunteers that do help out on a regular basis and those that come in once in a while, because it seems like you've got it down to a science where at times it can be chaotic with lots of people taking advantage of your services here when you are open on your Wednesdays.
We've been doing it for quite a while,
right.
and we revise it from time to time, but we have a core group of volunteers who come every week, and that helps because they understand the process and can adapt if we need to make changes. But it's something it's very labor intensive. We have found that if we pre-pack the basic things that we give to every family and have the bags ready, then it makes it much easier to complete the orders for people. And that, of course, takes time. And so we've had youth groups. We have a group from Trinity Lutheran youth groups from several churches that will come in, often on a Wednesday night, but we do it other times too, about anybody who would like to volunteer to come and help us stock shelves and get bags filled and get ready for the next round the next Wednesday. If they call me, and could be one or two people, we would suggest no more than eight, because you've seen how cramped our space is. But that works well, and that really helps us to get things organized and be ready for the next group coming in.
Now, it seems like you got a whole lot of stuff going on here, Diane, even with the fact that you've got a storage unit for furniture because you don't have enough space at your facility. Are you looking to possibly expand to a new space or build something new in order to get everything under one roof?
We are in the beginning process of looking for either an appropriate building or put up a new building, and we have a couple of options on that, where we could have much more space. We could keep the furniture part of it all in the same building. And we'd also like to look ahead to sort of a one-stop shopping thing for our clients, where we could have space for new opportunities and the services that they provide to people in the same building. And so people could come and get various kinds of assistance, which we just don't have room for right now. This was the old McCoy Paint Store, and it served us well, but we are serving more and more people, as you've seen. It's organized chaos when we have a lot of people in. And like, I'm anticipating this week we'll probably have over 30 families in 2.5 hours, and most of them come in the first hour. It's a challenge. If we had more space, we've visited some other places that are arranged so that people can walk through, our clients could walk through, and choose from categories of food. So we would give them a slip saying, for example, you can have 3 cans of fruit. Choose your 3. Choose the kind of pasta you would like, and this kind of thing. We'd like to be able to give them the choice, but we just don't have the room to do that right now. That's part of our dream.
All right, well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with Action Resource Center site manager Diane Blackmer once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.